This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand.
You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America. Wiggins America, what does he know?
Hey, let him do it again. Yeah. Hey, you said you were my friend.
You know, since there's all these questions about whether somebody is eligible to run for office or not, or to be on certain states' ballots, as we're going through constantly, let's talk about the actual Constitution. What does it say about requirements to be the president? Well, it's pretty simple, and you may have heard some of this already, or all of this. If you're a constitutional expert, I have a feeling that maybe the thing we're going to end on in this segment you may not have heard even. Well, if you're a constitutional expert, you probably have, but most people haven't. What are the requirements to be president? Must be at least 35 years old, okay? Must be a natural-born citizen of the United States. So there's question about what natural-born citizen means. But as it's always been interpreted, it means that you were born in the U.S. Must have lived in the U.S. for 14 years. That's very, very clear. So how is the president elected? Well, in order to be elected president of the United States, a candidate must receive at least 270 electoral votes. This amount is more than half of all the electors in the nation, since the Electoral College consists of 538 electors. In 48 states and in Washington, D.C., who also gets electors, the winner of the statewide vote receives all the electoral votes for the presidency. Maine and Nebraska have a proportional system and assign their electors based on this. Generally speaking, if you watch these things, Nebraska goes all red, Maine goes almost all blue, but that one extra electoral vote can switch to red pretty often. That's why it's kind of actually a big deal that they might try to keep, or they already are trying to keep Trump off the ballot in Maine. Because most of these states, Illinois, California, probably Colorado, these aren't states that Trump was going to win anyway. But Maine, he could have taken an electoral vote there. I mean, it's wrong anyway, I'm just saying, as far as the outcome goes. The presidency is not decided by the popular vote of the nation. It's possible to win the popular vote but lose the Electoral College. This occurred in 2016, 2000, and three times in the 1800s. If no candidate, now here's where it gets interesting in 2024, because this could happen if you have a really good third party candidate, RFK, Manchin, one of the, I think it pretty much just one of those two is the only ones that could pull it off. If no candidate receives a majority of the electoral votes, the decision of who becomes president goes to the House of Representatives. Now keep in mind, hang on, before we get there, keep in mind that you'd have to have, you can't just have a third party candidate that does well. You have to have a third-party candidate that actually wins some states. Because as we just said, it's not a proportional system. It's not as if you win Pennsylvania, you get, well, he, you know, he did okay, he got five electoral votes. No, it's whoever wins the state gets all the electoral votes. So you have to have somebody who's big enough that they could win multiple states for this to happen. So if there's nobody that gets a majority of the electoral votes, as in 270, the decision of who becomes president goes to the House of Representatives. So who controls the House of Representatives is the key. Right now, that's Republicans. But as I've researched this, the article doesn't say this, but as I've researched it, it looks like the House is sworn in before the president. Therefore, it would be whatever the new House is. So in 2024, if Democrats were to take back the House and then there was nobody in charge of the Electoral College or nobody took 270, then Democrats would get to decide and vice versa with Republicans. The House then picks the new president from the top three candidates, while the Senate elects the vice president from the remaining top two candidates. You catching that? The House would pick the president. So let's say it is Trump. But let's say the Democrats still control the Senate. The Senate then elects the vice president from the remaining top two candidates. So let's say it's Trump, Biden, and RFK Jr. The House would pick Trump. The Senate could pick Biden to be the vice president. This scenario actually did happen in 1824 when John Quincy Adams was president. But that's not, back then they actually did this pretty often where they'd pick a vice president from the opposite party. That has not happened in recent history. So, who becomes president? Now, here's the one that I said, and if you're not really a constitutional expert, you're probably not going to know this. Who becomes president if the current president is unable to perform his or her duties? The vice president assumes the presidency if the president is unable to perform their duties, according to the White House and the Constitution. This can occur for various reasons, including 1, the president's death, 2, the president's resignation, 3, the president's temporary incapacitation, and here's where it gets interesting, or 4, if the vice president and a majority of the cabinet deem the president is no longer able to perform the duties of the presidency. Now, they didn't just come up with those four on their own. That's actually a part of the 25th Amendment. The first one, Section 1, is in the case of the president's death. Section 2 is the president's resignation. That's only happened once, Richard Nixon. The third is the president's temporary incapacitation. And it says whenever the president transmits to the president pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives his written declaration that he is unable to discharge the powers. Now, this has actually happened in this administration, I believe. It got no notice because I think it lasted maybe a day. President Biden had to go in for a small procedure. Well, during that procedure, which was probably 4 hours, he had written to the Senate and the House, hey, for the time being, for this time that I am going to be under, the vice president shall assume the presidency. I'm reciting that from memory, but I do think that that happened. It was such a blip. And I think maybe that's pretty common if the president has to go under anesthesia or something, that that happens. But it happens. And so that's Section 3. If the president knows, hey, I'm going to be incapacitated, here is what's going to happen. That's how it happens. Now, Section 4 is where it gets really interesting. This is if the vice president and a majority of the cabinet deem the president no longer able to perform the duties of the presidency. Now, I'm reading directly from the 25th Amendment here, if you're wondering how this happens, because a lot of people think that what's going to happen is Biden will get enough votes to become the nominee, but then his own cabinet and Kamala Harris, and these are separate entities, by the way, in the 25th Amendment, will both deem him incapable, and then she will take over, and then possibly somebody else, even her, would then assume the position of not only president for that time, but the nominee as well. Now, that doesn't have to be the same person. She could be the president, sitting or acting president, while they nominate somebody else because the rules are different for nomination versus presidency. But it's very, very interesting because you have to have both the vice president and the majority of the cabinet decide that he is incapacitated. Then they write their intent to the Senate and to the Speaker of the House that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, and the vice president immediately assumes the powers and duties of the office as acting president, regardless of whether the president wants to or not. Though, in this case, you would have to have buy-in from Biden. Because the president could then immediately, even though the vice president has taken over with the majority of the cabinet, the president could immediately go to the president of the Senate, the president pro tempore of the Senate, and the Speaker of the House, and issue his written declaration that no inability exists. And then he would immediately resume the powers and duties of the office. So then what happens? Because there's a power struggle. So Congress would have to decide, it says within 4 days, by law, whether the president is actually in charge or the vice president is in charge. Because you have dueling factions here. So you'd have to have the full buy-in, two-thirds of the Senate and the House of Representatives confirm either way. Well, actually, I think they would have to confirm that the vice president is actually in charge. Because if they didn't get two-thirds, it would revert back to the actual president because he was in charge before. So I don't think it's actually possible that they could remove Biden from office and put Vice President Kamala Harris in as president without full unless he actually has a medical incident, in which case we would all see it. You'd know, okay, he's laid up. He can't talk. You know, he's in a coma or something. Whatever it is, if Biden didn't buy into it, it wouldn't happen. Because you're not going to get two-thirds of the House, at least, nor the Senate, to confirm that he is out when he is the nominee. Because it looks like right now he will be the nominee. I just thought I would share that because a lot of people like to throw that around. That they're going to take him out of office using the 25th Amendment. But it doesn't look like that's possible unless Biden agrees to it, which means Section 4 wouldn't even really happen. It would be Section 3 of the 25th Amendment. And then, of course, if he is agreeing to it, it would just be like resigning, just like anything else. But they can't forcibly remove him. It doesn't look like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
To me. On the phone with us, Missy Robertson of Duck Dynasty fame. Missy, did you ever think you'd be famous?
Oh, goodness, no. Absolutely not. I was a shy little kid from a small town and a preacher's family, so absolutely not.
Well, I appreciate you doing the interview today because I understand as you're standing there doing this, you're holding a baby, so you're kind of in the foster world right now or something along those lines.
Yes, I guess that's the best way to explain it. I am holding him. He is precious, and I just fed him. So if he starts hiccuping, I'm just going to apologize ahead of time. Oh, there he goes. But yeah, his mom was in one of our ministries that Jason and I had kind of worked with over the years. And honestly, we haven't seen or heard from her in a while and just kind of got a call out of the blue a couple weeks ago that she had had a baby and she was in a place where she could not physically take care of him. And our names popped into her mind. She said she started praying about it and the hospital called us. And it was kind of, I would say, not the best timing if you were going to ask me, but the Lord knows way more than we do. And Jace, I asked him, he said, I think this is amazing and we should do it. By we meaning me.
Yeah. Well,
I'm the one that's taking care of him mostly, you know, right now. But we decided to do that, and he's already been a super huge blessing to our family.
It's just so interesting to hear you say that because people who know you, they know the name, they know the Robertsons, you know, from TV and from all the podcasts and things you guys do. But, you know, there's an image that you guys are normal people. But when I'm talking to you now, it's like, oh no, you're actually normal people. You're doing this because you went to church with somebody who was in need.
Well, look, I mean, it was nothing that we planned for sure. And sometimes God gives us so many great opportunities, and we were taking advantage of that with this book, this children's book that I was asked to write with Brave Books. And I'm literally marketing this book, sweet little book, about unconditional love of a family, fathers and mothers to their children, and how it mirrors what God has done for us, what the Father did by sacrificing his own son for us, that unconditional love. And this call happens. And later I told Jace, I said, this would, if we would have said, which I think it would have been okay, if we would have said, you know what, we're at a point in our lives, we can't do this. We physically can't do it either. We're in the middle of marketing a book, and Jace is filming for a new television show, and I have a grandbaby in Tennessee that I would really like to spend time with. This is just not a time for us. But I told him that would have been the exact parable of the Good Samaritan. And we would have been the ones passing on the other side of the street saying, we're too busy to talk about unconditional love than to actually go and act it out.
Yeah, and the book, right.
The book is called
Because You're My Family. So, yeah, I mean, it really does fit the circumstance that you're talking about. Let me ask you this, though. Is there guilt for passing up opportunities like that? Because we're all faced with so many of those things. There's so many needs in the world that how do you decide what is worthy and what's not of your time, you know?
A lot of prayer. I have thought many times over the past few years about how many opportunities that we have let us pass by. But you can't settle in the guilt of that, or you'll be feel guilty all the time, because there's always things that you can be doing for and with other people. But you do the best you can. We're human, we're flawed, we make mistakes, we have, you know, judgment calls that we have to make. But if we're walking in the Spirit and walking in the light, and we're constantly having that communication with our Father and our Creator, you know, I mean, you just got to go with it. If you feel like the Spirit is prompting you to do something, then I say take a chance and do it. You're never going to go wrong if you're trying to be led by your decisions, by what you feel like is the best spiritual place that you can do it. And Jason and I have always tried to do that. We have not always succeeded in that, but we've always tried to make decisions based on how it will help our spiritual life, the kingdom grow, and someone else's spiritual life. This is definitely one of those decisions.
Yeah, Missy Robertson, of course, of Duck Dynasty fame, on the phone with us. Let's talk about the books. It's called Because You're My Family. So is this kind of an allegory? And if so, can you kind of explain what that means?
Well, so the book itself is just a fictional book, and it's part of the larger series that Brave Books did, and it has the characters. This is the ninth book, and so you kind of get to know these characters before you get to my book. But Little Valor is a tiger who was adopted by lion parents, so that's covered in one of the previous books. But what he does is just what we've been talking about. He messes up. He disobeys even, and he runs away from home, and the storms of life come, and he has to be rescued by his parents, actually have to save his life, bring him back into the warm home, safe environment, and this idealistic conversation takes place where Little Valor asks his dad, why did you save me when all I've done is pout and disobey today? And the dad looks at him and says, I don't love you because you obey me. I love you because you're my son. And that is a super idealistic conversation that I'm not sure I ever really had with my kids. They're all grown now. And I thought, I wish I would have been given this opportunity to have these conversations with my children. And, you know, we're living real life, and that's an idealistic view. But if we can find somewhere in the middle, it would benefit all of us. And the earlier, the better.
Yeah, and there absolutely is that allegory that I was just talking about. Because You're My Family, the name of the book, it's from Brave Books. I was looking over a copy. I read the whole thing, very much enjoyed it. What age range would you say this is for if people want to pick it up?
I would say ages 4 to 10.
Okay.
Because, the adult, I love it as well.
Yeah, I like it too.
It has such a great storyline. And the illustrations are so beautifully done. Another side point, if you want to get your kids off a screen, off an iPad, try these books out because they are beautifully illustrated and will keep their attention for sure. But in the back of the book, there are these activities. It's called the Brave Challenge. And there's multiple activities, multiple games to play, multiple questions and conversations to be had. So you can make this more of a project instead of just one simple little storybook for your kids. You can make it like your week, kind of your goal for the week is to talk about this and have a different activity each week. Bring family game night back with these books, because you can definitely do it in a really fun and interactive way with your children.
Missy Robertson on the phone with us. And before we run out of time with you, I just wanted to ask, because as I'm reading this, and it's from Brave Books, you know, they've done, I would say, traditional values books in general. But as I'm reading this, I'm thinking, this is a book about family. This shouldn't be considered a divisive topic. You know, this doesn't feel
I should hope not.
No. But you don't see, I mean, I've got kids who are 7, 7, and 4. So right in that age range that you're writing the book to.
Oh, yeah.
We read a lot of books to them. They're avid readers. They're very good readers. I mean, the 4-year-old's just getting to where he can start to read words. But but they do love books. And so we've read a lot with them. I don't see this message being conveyed in modern books. If I go back 20 years, it's a common message. But now it's just surprising to me that this is considered a quote-unquote conservative value.
That is kind of sad.
Isn't
it? That is really sad if you put it that way, for sure. Well, you know, because our culture right now, it's so divisive in terms of the cancel culture. If you say something I don't agree with, or if it hurts my feelings, you're out. I'm done. Mercy is gone. Forgiveness is gone. Patience is gone. Well, all of that is encompassed in love. If you truly love your neighbor, you're going to expect the mercy and the patience and the compassion from them. If you did something that may have hurt someone's feelings, why are we so quick to cut that off from everyone else? We expect it. We should give it. And that's really where it all comes down to. Love encompasses all of that.
Missy Robertson, thank you so much for your time. The book is called Because You're My Family. Where do you recommend people pick it up?
They can go to bravebooks.us and pick up the whole series. If they subscribe to the whole series, they get my book for free.
Cool. Missy, thank you so much for your time this morning. God bless you and your family and everything you're doing right now.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
Wiggins America, this morning I'm proud to introduce and happy that you could make some time for us. Don McLean, thanks for being here.
Well, it's my pleasure, and we're out touring around the country, and I'm sure that this broadcast will reach an area where I'm going to be. I hope the folks will come out and see the show.
It will, yeah. Springfield, Missouri, you're going to be there on May 20th. I was looking at all the things that you're doing. Gosh, you're staying pretty busy, busier than I am anyway. You're doing a tour. I see that maybe you're working on a documentary about American Pie. Is all this happening simultaneously?
Well, the tour is ongoing for the next 2 years. The album, a new album is coming out called American Boys, which will be out in a few months, along with a box set. The documentary is going to be out in July, and there'll be some teasers about that before it. And that's called The Day the Music Died, The Story of Don McLean's American Pie. And then there will be a children's book also called American Pie, A Fable. And that comes out very soon. There are a lot of projects that have been in the works in the last 2 years, you know, in addition to putting up the Time Life Don McLean YouTube channel, which I uploaded 11 albums and 173 tracks immediately onto that channel. And these were 11 albums that had reverted to me that I own, that I was so happy to be able to find a home for, so that people can go there and, you know, get those songs.
Don, the last couple of years, you know, you said your ongoing tour. Are people just waiting to get out? I mean, are you finding that people are like, let's be done with COVID. Let's go to some shows.
Yeah, I think people are really kind of a little bit trepidatious, you know, they're a little nervous. You see them wearing their masks in the show, and then all of a sudden they come off and they're standing up and screaming. But, you know, there's a momentum forward now, which is why they're not canceling shows.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know, I mean, they don't know. You know, they'll sell a show out, but maybe 20% of the people won't show up because they get nervous about being in a crowd. You know, but you know, the shows are going. The shows are happening. The cruises are happening. The one-nighters are happening. The stadium gigs are happening. You see the audiences back for athletic events. So, God willing, you know, I think with these injections we've been taking and everything else, I think it's been modifying the severity of this whole thing a little bit.
Don McLean on the phone with us. I was looking up all kinds of stats on American Pie and just seeing that it's one of the top 20 songs ever made, top five songs of the 20th century. I hesitate to ask how it's impacted your life because it seems like I don't know that you would have even known life without it at this point. But do you think this is one of the most covered songs ever made also?
No, it's not. And I Love You So was much more covered than American Pie ever was.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I Love You So, oh, God, And I Love You So has dozens and dozens of cover versions from all the pop songs, many country artists, all kinds of people. American Pie has very few covers because it's not easy to sing. Madonna covered it in a sort of a shortened version, but the group Home Free, which is an a cappella group out of Nashville, they covered the whole song. They sang the whole song. And it became the number one country video last year for 8 weeks. So, you know, the thing about American Pie is I used to write I still do write unusual songs about unusual subjects in unusual ways. Each song that I write is different. So I would encourage people to listen to the Addicted to Black album or the Botanical Gardens album, which has some lovely songs on it. You'll hear, again, a whole new variety of songs that I've written. I don't live in a world now where the audience is receptive to the kind of music I make, such as it was back in the 1970s. But I don't think that Stones don't have any hits. Paul McCartney doesn't have any hits. You know, Bruce Springsteen doesn't even have any hits anymore. It's a different world now, and these guys are operating on their massive repertoires and their histories as excellent performers. But, you know, a hit happens because you're in a zone where you're young, the audience is young, and usually I mean young, like under 25, and you speak to each other, you know, and that's how that happens. And once you lock in, then you carry that audience for life.
Yeah, Don, I wanted to ask you about, you know, the state of music today, because it is so different than it was even 10 years ago, 20 years ago. You go back 50 years, of course, very, very different. I talk about music a lot here on Wiggins America and just criticizing the state of modern pop music. But what I fail to do really is criticize the state of modern rock music. I think it's almost there's less interesting stuff happening in rock today than there is in pop. What do you think about the state of modern music?
Well, I mean, if you ever see a live show with some of these people like Taylor Swift or this other girl, Dua Lipa, you know, she's pretty hot. They work out, you know, they do a lot of exercise on stage. It's really like a visit to the gym. So it's really a dance show with a lot of high-tech stuff. The music today is, from what I hear, and I have a young girlfriend who listens to this stuff, and she loves the group called Ghost, which I think is quite an interesting group as well. But the thing is that it's more rhythm section than it is melody. Again, it's all dance, dance, dance. That's what it's all about, dancing. And that started really in the 70s with when disco came in, you know, and Chic and those kind of groups and Donna Summer and everything, everybody started, they went from listening to singer-songwriters and sort of the end of that 60s thing to dancing. And they've been dancing ever since. You know, rap music is dance music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really what it is. People want to go and just jump up and down and let off energy and be mindless and happy and have a ball, you know, and they want to go home and that's what they want. So that's what they get. They're not interested in going and hearing, you know, a Hard Rain's Are Gonna Fall or some Phil Oak song. You know, they don't want that anymore. They want to have fun.
Well, Don, just because I know you're on a schedule this morning, we'll try to stick to that. What can people expect when they come to your show in Springfield, May 20th?
Fun, I hope.
I hope so, too.
Well, I like to have fun. You know, I do on stage, but I also sing, you know, Empty Chairs and Vincent and Oh My What a Shame and some of these songs. So it's a lot of colors. A lot of energy. It's rock and roll for sure. And it covers many of the hits that I've had. Vincent, American Pie, Castles in the Air, And I Love You So, Dreidel, If We Try, Wonderful Baby, my version of Crying, Since I Don't Have You. You know, records that have been on the charts. And but new songs. We sing a good song called American Boys Invented Rock and Roll. So it really is a complete kind of thing, but it's loose. You know, it's not according to a schedule or a set list or anything.
I actually really appreciate hearing that because I've been to many shows where I know that the artist is doing the same exact show as they did the night before and the night before, and there's no movement to it. So I love going to shows where there's a lot of interactivity, even if the set list stays the same, that there's a little bit of a back and forth between the audience and the artist. And of course, you're a legend.
No, you're never going to hear the same set, and you're never going to hear me say the same thing.
Oh, good.
I say different stuff every night.
Yeah, you got to keep it fresh for yourself, I would figure, too. So,
yeah, really. That's why a lot of performers end up being drug addicts and alcoholics, because they bore themselves to death, you know, doing that same stupid show every night.
That's awesome. Well, that's a great plug for your show. Springfield, Missouri, May 20th. Don McLean, thanks for being here this morning.
It's my pleasure.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed some of these best of interviews that I've collected over the years. Allie Marie Matheson is one of my favorites just because I'm a huge fan of Richard Matheson. And he's dead, so can't interview him. But I interviewed his daughter, and he wrote I Am Legend, among many, many other things. Some great episodes of Twilight Zone. So that was just kind of a career highlight. I thought that was cool. The closest I'm ever going to get to interviewing him, interviewing his daughter. But also Don McLean just now with the American Pie fame, of course, talking about a show that is not happening now because that's an old show. So don't go looking for it. That's a repeat of that cool interview that I got to do. And then before that, Missy Robertson and just some cool stuff. So I thought that was kind of a fun thing to do today. One last thing before we go is this is news that hasn't been talked about a lot. And I'm not really sure why, because it's kind of a big deal. The story and the ruling is about Texas's own ability to arrest illegal immigrants coming into the country using its own law enforcement in Texas. So if you're not familiar with this, you probably haven't been paying attention. This is one that has been just bubbling up over and over and over and back and forth and back and forth, that Texas said that their own law enforcement could arrest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Wiggins America, this morning I'm proud to introduce and happy that you could make some time for us, Don McLean. Thanks for being here.
Well, it's my pleasure, and we're out touring around the country, and I'm sure that this broadcast will reach an area where I'm going to be. I hope the folks will come out and see the show.
It will, yeah. Springfield, Missouri, you're going to be there on May 20th. I was looking at all the things that you're doing. Gosh, you're staying pretty busy, busier than I am anyway. You're doing a tour. I see that maybe you're working on a documentary about American Pie. Is all this happening simultaneously?
Well, the tour is ongoing for the next 2 years. The album, a new album is coming out called American Boys, which will be out in a few months, along with a box set. The documentary is going to be out in July, and there'll be some teasers about that before it, and that's called The Day the Music Died, The Story of Don McLean's American Pie. And then there will be a children's book also called American Pie, A Fable. And that comes out very soon.
Yeah.
There are a lot of projects that have been in the works in the last 2 years, you know, in addition to putting up the Time Life Don McLean YouTube channel, which I uploaded 11 albums and 173 tracks immediately onto that channel. And these were 11 albums that had reverted to me that I own, that I was so happy to be able to find a home for, so that people can go there and, you know, get those songs.
Don, the last couple of years, you know, you said your ongoing tour. Are people just waiting to get out? I mean, are you finding that people are like, let's be done with COVID. Let's go to some shows.
Yeah, I think people are really kind of a little bit trepidatious. You know, they're a little nervous. you see them wearing their masks in the show, and then all of a sudden they come off and they're standing up and screaming. But, you know, there's a momentum forward now, which is why they're not canceling shows.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know, I mean, they don't know, you know, they'll sell a show out, but maybe 20% of the people won't show up because they get nervous about being in a crowd, you know. You know, the shows are going, the shows are happening, the cruises are happening, the one-nighters are happening, the stadium gigs are happening. You see the audiences back for athletic events. So, God willing, you know, I think with these injections we've been taking and everything else, I think it's been modifying the severity of this whole thing a little bit.
Don McLean on the phone with us. I was looking up all kinds of stats on American Pie and just seeing that it's one of the top 20 songs ever made, top five songs of the 20th century. I hesitate to ask how it's impacted your life, because it seems like I don't know that you would have even known life without it at this point. But do you think this is one of the most covered songs ever made also?
No, it's not. And I Love You So was much more covered than American Pie ever was.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I Love You So, oh, God, And I Love You So has dozens and dozens of cover versions from all the pop songs, many country artists, all kinds of people. American Pie has very few covers because it's not easy to sing. Madonna covered it in a sort of a shortened version, but the group Home Free, which is an a cappella group out of Nashville, they covered the whole song. They sang the whole song. And it became the number one country video last year for 8 weeks. So, you know, the thing about American Pie is I still write unusual songs about unusual subjects in unusual ways. Each song that I write is different. So I would encourage people to listen to the Addicted to Black album or the Botanical Gardens album, which has some lovely songs on it. You'll hear, again, a whole new variety of songs that I've written. I don't live in a world now where the audience is receptive to the kind of music I make, such as it was back in the 1970s. But I don't think that Stones don't have any hits. Paul McCartney doesn't have any hits. You know, Bruce Springsteen doesn't even have any hits anymore. It's a different world now, and these guys are operating on their massive repertoires and their histories as excellent performers. But, you know, a hit happens because you're in a zone where you're young, the audience is young, and usually I mean young, like under 25. And you speak to each other, you know, and that's how that happens. And once you lock in, then you carry that audience for life.
Yeah, Don, I wanted to ask you about, you know, the state of music today, because it is so different than it was even 10 years ago, 20 years ago. You go back 50 years, of course, very, very different. I talk about music a lot here on Wiggins America, and just criticizing the state of modern pop music. But what I fail to do really is criticize the state of modern rock music. I think it's almost, there's less interesting stuff happening in rock today than there is in pop. What do you think about the state of modern music?
Well, I mean, if you ever see a live show with some of these people like Taylor Swift or this other girl, Dua Lipa, you know, she's pretty hot. They work out, you know, they do a lot of exercise on stage. It's really like a visit to the gym. So it's really a dance show with a lot of high-tech stuff. The music today is, from what I hear, and I have a young girlfriend who listens to this stuff, and she loves the group called Ghost, which I think is quite an interesting group as well. But The thing is that it's more rhythm section than it is melody. Again, it's all dance, dance, dance. That's what it's all about, dancing. And that started really in the 70s with when disco came in, you know, and Chic and those kind of groups and Donna Summer and everything. Everybody started, they went from listening to singer-songwriters and sort of the end of that 60s thing to dancing. And they've been dancing ever since. You know, rap music is dance music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really what it is. People want to go and just jump up and down and let off energy and be mindless and happy and have a ball, you know, and they want to go home and that's what they want. So that's what they get. They're not interested in going and hearing, you know, a Hard Rain's Are Gonna Fall or some Phil Oak song. You know, they don't want that anymore. They want to have fun.
Well, Don, just because I know you're on a schedule this morning, we'll try to stick to that. What can people expect when they come to your show in Springfield, May 20th?
Fun, I hope.
I hope so, too.
Well, I like to have fun. You know, I do on stage, but I also sing, you know, Empty Chairs and Vincent and Oh My What a Shame and some of these songs. So it's a lot of colors. A lot of energy. It's rock and roll for sure. And it covers many of the hits that I've had. Vincent, American Pie, Castles in the Air, And I Love You So, Dreidel, If We Try, Wonderful Baby, my version of Crying, Since I Don't Have You, you know, records that have been on the charts. And but new songs. We sing a good song called American Boys Invented Rock and Roll. So it really is a complete kind of thing, but it's loose. You know, it's not according to a schedule or a set list or anything.
I actually really appreciate hearing that because I've been to many shows where I know that the artist is doing the same exact show as they did the night before and the night before, and there's no movement to it. So I love going to shows where there's a lot of interactivity, even if the set list stays the same, that there's a little bit of a back and forth between the audience and the artist. And of course, you're a legend.
No, you're never going to hear the same set, and you're never going to hear me say the same thing.
Oh, good.
I say different stuff every night.
Yeah, you got to keep it fresh for yourself, I would figure, too. So,
yeah, really. That's why a lot of performers end up being drug addicts and alcoholics, because they bore themselves to death, you know, doing that same stupid show every night.
That's awesome. Well, that's a great plug for your show. Springfield, Missouri, May 20th. Don McLean, thanks for being here this morning.
It's my pleasure.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed some of these best of interviews that I've collected over the years. Allie Marie Matheson is one of my favorites just because I'm a huge fan of Richard Matheson. And he's dead, so can't interview him. But I interviewed his daughter, and he wrote I Am Legend, among many, many other things. Some great episodes of Twilight Zone. So that was just kind of a career highlight. I thought that was cool. The closest I'm ever going to get to interviewing him, interviewing his daughter. But also Don McLean just now with the American Pie fame, of course, talking about a show that is not happening now because that's an old show. So don't go looking for it. That's a repeat of that cool interview that I got to do. And then before that, Missy Robertson and just some cool stuff. So I thought that was kind of a fun thing to do today. One last thing before we go is this is news that hasn't been talked about a lot. And I'm not really sure why, because it's kind of a big deal. The story and the ruling is about Texas's own ability to arrest illegal immigrants coming into the country using its own law enforcement in Texas. So if you're not familiar with this, you probably haven't been paying attention. This is one that has been just bubbling up over and over and over and back and forth and back and forth, that Texas said that their own law enforcement could arrest illegal immigrants into the United States. Now, the Biden administration fought them on that and have fought Texas at every turn when they've tried to protect the border, which is just comical that Joe Biden would say things like, well, you got to remember now it's Republicans that weren't passing the bill. I would protect the border, but Republicans didn't give me a spending bill. It's really amazing to think that they could so brazenly lie And I don't even love using the word lie because it's politics. Like, it's just made of lies. Lies is the substance. Lies is probably the wrong word. Spin is the substance of politics. But that is just an outright, I'm going to look you in the face and lie to you. I have been trying to protect the border. Come on, brother. Do you think that we're all blind and deaf? This isn't Tommy, my friend, although it's a great musical. I do want to bring that story up, though, beyond just the headline, because when we talk about these things, it's interesting. And, of course, continue to look at the polls and continue to monitor how Trump is doing. Will he win? It's amazing how much more important the presidency is than ever because of executive action. The president can do so much through executive action that he was never really intended to be able to do through the Constitution. But this is where we are, and until Congress or the American people decide to push back on the power of the executive, it actually diminishes the power of Congress a lot. And that sucks, because Congress is supposed to be a co-equal branch of government. Legislative, judicial, executive, they're supposed to be co-equals. They're not. The judicial and the executive far outweigh the power of Congress at this point, the legislative. But the point of saying that is that since we're in the situation that we're in, if you have Trump win the next election, which I still think is not just possible, but probable, then a lot of the things that are being passed right now, Republicans need to consider how they're going to impact the first year of a Trump presidency. This is one of those. So the Supreme Court is saying that federal law is what, for lack of a better word, trumps local law here. And that could actually help Trump in terms of using executive action for deportations, for securing the border in the future, whereas you'd think it was bad now. And it is bad now because the current executive in chief isn't doing anything. So it's sort of reinstating his power to do nothing. Another one of those laws that I thought I'd mention, I don't think it's going to happen now, but there is that spending bill that I mentioned that Joe Biden is saying, send me a spending bill for the border and I'll do my best. I'll stop this illegal immigration. I've always wanted to. You know, passing a spending bill maybe this summer for the border would be a very interesting strategy by Republicans, because those things don't always take effect right away. It usually takes a little time for the money to start to flow. And I don't necessarily want to spend money, but you're going to have to spend money to secure this border and to allocate that money. Now, don't change the laws. That's been the problem with this bill, is that it's not just a spending bill. It is changing and codifying different asylum laws that actually process people into the country faster. You don't want to do that. But if you can do a spending bill, you might actually allocate funds for President Trump in his term, in the first year especially, that you don't have now. I don't know, just some 3D chess. Thanks for listening this week. If you want to get the podcast, of course, type in Wiggins America. It will be right there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed some of these best of interviews that I've collected over the years. Allie Marie Matheson is one of my favorites, just because I'm a huge fan of Richard Matheson. And he's dead, so can't interview him. But I interviewed his daughter, and he wrote I Am Legend, among many, many other things. Some great episodes of Twilight Zone. So that was just kind of a career highlight. I thought that was cool. The closest I'm ever going to get to interviewing him, interviewing his daughter. But also Don McLean just now with the American Pie fame, of course, talking about a show that is not happening now because that's an old show. So don't go looking for it. That's a repeat of that cool interview that I got to do. And then before that, Missy Robertson, and just some cool stuff. So I thought that was kind of a fun thing to do today. One last thing before we go is, this is news that hasn't been talked about a lot, and I'm not really sure why, because it's kind of a big deal. The story and the ruling is about Texas's own ability to arrest illegal immigrants coming into the country using its own law enforcement in Texas. So if you're not familiar with this, you probably haven't been paying attention. This is one that has been just bubbling up over and over and over and back and forth and back and forth, that Texas said that their own law enforcement could arrest illegal immigrants into the United States. Now, the Biden administration fought them on that and have fought Texas at every turn when they've tried to protect the border, which is just comical that Joe Biden would say things like, well, you got to remember now it's Republicans that weren't passing the bill. I would protect the border, but Republicans didn't give me a spending bill. It's really amazing to think that they could so brazenly lie. And I don't even love using the word lie because it's politics. Like, it's just made of lies. Lies is the substance. Lies is probably the wrong word. Spin is the substance of politics. But that is just an outright, I'm going to look you in the face and lie to you. I have been trying to protect the border. Come on, brother. Do you think that we're all blind and deaf? This isn't Tommy, my friend, although it's a great musical. I do want to bring that story up, though, beyond just the headline, because when we talk about these things, it's interesting. And, of course, continue to look at the polls and continue to monitor how Trump is doing. Will he win? It's amazing how much more important the presidency is than ever because of executive action. The president can do so much through executive action that he was never really intended to be able to do through the Constitution. But this is where we are, and until Congress or the American people decide to push back on the power of the executive, it actually diminishes the power of Congress a lot. And that sucks, because Congress is supposed to be a co-equal branch of government. Legislative, judicial, executive, they're supposed to be co-equals. They're not. The judicial and the executive far outweigh the power of Congress at this point, the legislative. But the point of saying that is that since we're in the situation that we're in, if you have Trump win the next election, which I still think is not just possible, but probable, then a lot of the things that are being passed right now, Republicans need to consider how they're going to impact the first year of a Trump presidency. This is one of those. So the Supreme Court is saying that federal law is what, for lack of a better word, trumps local law here. And that could actually help Trump in terms of using executive action for deportations, for securing the border in the future, whereas you'd think it was bad now. And it is bad now because the current executive in chief isn't doing anything. So it's sort of reinstating his power to do nothing. Another one of those laws that I thought I'd mention, I don't think it's going to happen now, but there is that spending bill that I mentioned that Joe Biden is saying, send me a spending bill for the border and I'll do my best. I'll stop this illegal immigration. I've always wanted to. You know, passing a spending bill maybe this summer for the border would be a very interesting strategy by Republicans, because those things don't always take effect right away. It usually takes a little time for the money to start to flow. And I don't necessarily want to spend money, but you're going to have to spend money to secure this border and to allocate that money. Now, don't change the laws. That's been the problem with this bill, is that it's not just a spending bill. It is changing and codifying different asylum laws that actually process people into the country faster. You don't want to do that. But if you can do a spending bill, you might actually allocate funds for President Trump in his term, in the first year especially, that you don't have now. I don't know, just some 3D chess. Thanks for listening this week. If you want to get the podcast, of course, type in Wiggins America. It will be right there.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.